You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered, and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for a cereal. A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I have to admit, I don't follow the NBA as closely as I used to, but some of those teams Zach just mentioned don't sound like playoff teams to me. I don't know. I'm skeptical. Indiana? The Clippers? Really? Those are the playoffs?
Sure.
Where are the Bulls? Are they in the playoffs? Joe Ostrowski, are the Bulls in the playoffs? I really don't know. I'm sorry.
I think they went home.
Are they out?
Do you count that stupid play-in as playoffs? I do not.
Right.
And I was happy to see them get eliminated. I knew nothing was going to happen.
I bet
there.
These crack PR staffs count them around sports. I bet they count.
Yeah.
I bet the teams count them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They do. Something to promote. They got home tickets for one game. Good for them. They're done.
They were in.
Hang a banner.
Hockey had the COVID year, had 24 teams make the playoffs. The Sabres were not among them. And there's a part of me that's like, you know what? This 13-year drought they're on is more resemblant of their existence than having the one random COVID-shortened 24 teams make it year that they can say, actually, Mike, we're not on a 13-year drought. We're on a 3-year drought or something like that. I don't know.
That helps me sleep.
The reality
it helps me sleep at night. That did not happen.
Joe, thanks for being on. On the line, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to check out the BetQL Daily podcast for more of Joe's analysis. Just search BetQL wherever you find your podcast. By the way, as I kid here, last night in the NBA was pretty amazing. I wasn't watching any of that live, but the end of the Knicks game and then the end of the Denver game. Joe, before we get to the draft, how did last night go for you?
It was 2-2, so not much to talk about there. But on an entertainment side, it's like, oh, this may already be better than the NCAA tournament because that was pretty boring throughout. We didn't have anything about exciting moments in that tournament. Okay, we got a back-to-back title. But we didn't have as many buzzer beaters as we typically have, and I know everybody gets in on that. But, yeah, the excitement of last night, that was really cool. So we'll see what happens. Going in, we thought there was going to be a lot of close games. We'll see. After last night, all those series go up 2-0. It's just kind of strange because typically in the first round, you don't see very close point spreads. Series prices as far as which side is going to win. You don't see the lower seed actually favored, but this year you do. So maybe we get some longer series than we usually do in the first round.
All right. Let's get to the draft here, Joe.
Yeah.
So you live in a cool state where you can bet on the draft. We do not. We still do not have that privilege in
New
York.
What's it like, Uncle Joe?
What's it like to be able to
Gamble on draft picks?
Is it... I listen to the ETR guys. We've talked about them before, Joe, like Evan Silva and Levitan, they talk about, like Evan told us last week maybe when he was on, that it's kind of harder than ever. Last year maybe was a turning point in how, whether the draft markets are still, you know, considered soft. What would you say?
I'd agree with that. That the COVID year you just talked about for draft betting, when we had no other sports, that was the big year. And the sports books, they want money to be bet on something, so they were posting everything under the sun. And after a few years of getting hammered by bettors, they got sick of it. And last year, it was a much slower rollout. I'm sure some of the sharpest bettors, it's hard for them to get money down. So what they've done is they've, in addition to limiting bettors, it's been tougher because they've been waiting longer and longer and longer. A lot of players, the over-under on where they're going to go was not posted until very late. So it is fun. The markets have changed a whole bunch. It's one of the best betting events of the entire year, I think. Yeah. But, it's not as easy for people that know what they're doing and follow every morsel of news out there.
So pick one, Caleb Williams. Congrats, Chicago. That's a formality. Minus 20,000. There is a number apparently that you can get to, but
we'll see, guys. I remember once upon a time you said, I'm not putting this on you because I was saying it too. Congrats. I'm like, oh, so
Fields.
How'd you know when you had a franchise quarterback and we're back? So we're back to number one and number nine. For the Bears. So I guess they're going to be a big story in the first 10 picks. But, it's hit me over the last day. I'm like, okay, now I'm uncomfortable that I've been so comfortable about Caleb Williams and kind of like laughing at all these other teams freaking out about which quarterback they should take.
No, yeah, you're in a pretty good spot to have that certainty. That ninth pick is interesting to some here in Bills land, Joe, because that is like that's a Rome Odunze spot, and the Bills need a receiver, and the Bears only have the four picks. So, you know, I recognize that they could easily be happy to draft the best receiver there or something else, but they could also get paid pretty nicely here and move down. And, like, there got to be a million opinions about that just like there are here, but that's got to be kind of tempting for them to move out of there with the Bills or anybody else maybe.
Yeah, certainly. The problem there is, let's say, well, if Odunze's off the board, I don't know if there's a player that a team is willing to give up future assets for.
Right.
That they couldn't get a little bit later, maybe, you know, teens or something like that. So that's a bit of an issue. I've heard if Odunze's there, that's their guy. He's gonna be their guy. Now, if he's gone, probably going defensive line, probably an edge guy. Heard all sorts of names all over the map. Some love Verse, some like Turner. I mean, it's wild. Some of these top defenders, just the wide range of opinions that you see out there. But, yeah, maybe that's a trade-down spot. But if it is a Odunze there and you add with all the weapons, what I like is for the first time that I've ever seen, they're adding a quarterback and they are putting the quarterback in a position to succeed. I like the offensive coordinator hire in Shane Waldron. And, of course, we know about DJ Moore, and then you go and you make a move for Keenan Allen. I don't know how much longer he has, but for the time being, just fine. Cole Kmet's been pretty strong. They bring in DeAndre Swift as well, so they are putting him in a big-time position to succeed. And Odunze as your third option, that's pretty darn enticing. But if it's not him, the expectation is they do go defense or they do move down. Some people want to move down even if Odunze's on the board just because they only have four selections. But defense was strong last year. Once they made that sweat move, the second half of the season, all the numbers will tell you that they were a top five defense. But Eberflus, defensive-minded coach, he might be pushing for that defensive edge.
Joe, by the way, what if it's neighbors? Would the Bears do that if Odunze goes before neighbors?
I was just assuming that neighbors would be gone.
Okay.
I mean, there's some chatter. Some believe that apparently that neighbors is above Harrison Jr. So it's we know Caleb won. And after that, there's a long conversation to be had every other pick.
Right.
Once we get to two, everything seems to be up for grabs right now.
So Washington at two, reporting today is that they're not trading. Jaden Daniels has been the favorite. It's moved back and forth a little bit. Do you like any action for that pick?
Okay, so I would not bet Jaden Daniels at the current price. He's a heavy, heavy favorite. Every time you look, the number's higher. Earlier today, I was looking, it was minus 400.
Oh, wow.
I would not make that bet.
Me either.
But the bettors that do this, from the betting perspective, every bettor I know that gets down on the draft, they have May. They have a May ticket.
Yeah.
And they're adding because it's plus money and we don't know what's going to happen. Spoke with Connor Allen on BetQL Daily earlier today, who's really good at this, 4 for 4. And he's like making the same argument. He's like, yes, I have a position on May. I'm adding McCarthy because we don't know. And there was that rumor over the weekend. McCarthy to go number 2 overall is 11 to 1. It wouldn't shock me. We've seen crazy things happen at the top. Now, he believes that for the first time in NFL history, the first four picks are all going to be quarterbacks. So in some order, it's going to be Caleb Daniels, May, and McCarthy. But everything is up for grabs. People have been saying Daniels. The mainstream media, Schefter has been wrong about these very high picks before. So I don't think it's definitely Daniels. That I think all of this is up in the air.
Lance and Mac Jones, for example.
Sure.
All right. I guess like that's sort of your guiding light here, isn't it, then, Joe? I mean, if you're betting on the uncertainty, so you're going to bet prices. You're going to just, right?
100%.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And I remember last year draft day. I follow it to see where the market is moving, where the sharp bettors and, you know, what the groups are releasing or what people are hearing. But also, okay, so if we go back to draft day last year, there was a massive move every hour. It was Stroud. Stroud's a favorite now. Stroud, a bigger favorite, is going bigger. They were right on that. But there were also some picks where they were dead wrong. I remember the Seattle pick in particular. Was that 5th overall, I want to say?
Maybe, yep.
Yeah, and that was dead wrong. And it was a surprise that they took the corner out of Illinois. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. It depends where the information's going. Guys, in the top 10, I'm also really interested in the offensive linemen because a lot of times there are players pegged to certain locations, and it just doesn't pan out that way. And in the top 10, Tennessee at 7 has been tied to Joe Alt forever. Are they going to do that again with their new regime? Maybe, but Alt might go higher. If it is all quarterbacks in the first 4, then you could make the argument that the draft starts at 5. What does Harbaugh want to do with the Chargers? Would it surprise anybody if Harbaugh says, we need to get tougher in the trenches? This is what I did at Michigan. And this is kind of what he did at San Francisco, too, where he ends up taking the best tackle on the board instead of a receiver.
It's what I would expect. What I would expect.
Yeah.
And really, like, there's just so many connections to try to figure out. It becomes impossible, but you want to know what New England would take to move. There's Rappaport today broached that they haven't gotten the right offer yet. It shouldn't be too hard to figure out what the right offer is based on history and these draft value charts and everything, but New England reportedly is open to moving. So you want to know where Minnesota is going to end up. Or even the Giants. Maybe the Giants flip with Arizona, right? And then you have your 4 quarterbacks. It starts with L.A. And, yeah, but if we knew that, like you just said, if we knew quarterbacks went 1-4, this might not be that hard at all.
Yeah, and, man. So, for example, I was looking at that idea. So then if Alt were to go 5, you could get him at better than 4-1 to be a top 5 pick. The other move with some people in the last 24 hours that are very good at this as far as landing pick selection, team, and player, the all-time record since this stuff has been tracked is Josh Norris. He's terrific at it, and he did a mock last night on his YouTube show, and I was just taking a look at one of his big movers that he had, and you know the offensive lineman. And he also had McCarthy going 4th overall. And it was, yeah, he had Latham going top 10. He put him at number 7. So he sees a big move. Him to go in the top 10 is better than 4-1. So if you're able to bet on this, I know most of your listeners are not, or if you do it illegally, whatever, I would lean in to the high variance of the NFL draft because we know one thing right now. The rest of it is all up in the air.
What is the over under number on receivers in the first round, Joe?
It is, let me double check, but I believe it was still 6.5, which is a pretty solid number.
I like under. Yeah. Oh. Because I think in the middle, you mean you have the big three that go by the top 10, right? You've got three receivers who probably go in the top 10. Then Brian Thomas is everybody's number four. Torn labrum, Brian Thomas. A.D. Mitchell, character questions, scratched from teams' lists. Then McConkey, measurables, Worthy, 160 pounds if you want it. I think the depth of the receiver class has teams in the middle who have offensive line and edge rusher needs usually will wait. And so I would go under 6 or under 6.5. It's even better.
It is 6.5. It is now heavily juiced at minus 300. So if you look at expected draft position with a lot of these mocks, they do have Brian Thomas going at around 21. And then where you guys are sitting, Mitchell, 28, 29, Worthy, 31. I guess the bet is also, do you think McConkey is going to end up going in the first round? And there are some people that are pretty accurate with San Francisco, I know. I know Schrager's one of those guys, and I saw in one of his recent mocks, he has them taking McConkey with their late first-round pick.
Yep.
So that's probably going to decide that bet.
He also had Jalen Polk on the Chiefs at 32, I think. Yeah, I think he had eight receivers in his first round.
Oh, wow.
The juice, the minus 300 is on over or under?
Under.
Okay. Well, it's not exciting.
I would probably bet the over just because it's plus 230.
That's it.
I would, too. I could see it being quiet from Brian Thomas. Maybe to the Bills, but then Baltimore, the Bills, the Niners, like you say, especially if they do something with Ayuk, although that probably takes a team out of drafting a receiver in the first round, so that will count to the total anyway. Not for the bet, but you know, for a team anyway, to you know, get their receiver need filled. I just feel like there's going to be a rush late.
Well, speaking of the Bills, okay, so one of the things that you could bet on or that their numbers for is team and their first draft pick. What is the position of their first draft pick? So, of course, it's receiver. Any bookmaker would say, oh, Bills, receiver. People are talking about it. But as you know, you guys have 10 picks, and there's a Puka in the fifth round. There's a Nico Collins. You can find guys. The number for wide receiver to be the Bills' first pick is minus 280.
Oh, I thought it'd be way worse.
Really?
Yeah. I guess maybe that's about as decided as they can get. A bet like that. Minus 280 is one of the, what do I want to say, bigger or smaller? Bigger numbers for that type of bet, I'm guessing, for a team?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just position?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, I would just go elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
What position would you pick?
I would pick D-line instead. That's maybe is that going to be second?
Second, D-line slash edge, second favorite, plus 425.
I would have to bet that.
Right?
I have a bet with Bulldog, even money, that they're going to go defense first. We made this bet in like January or something.
Yeah. Season wasn't even over. I don't know when we made the bet.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Joe, for them? Not in terms of betting. We can just close with this. Like, is there one of these guys? We've been talking about 10 of these guys from Thomas down pretty much every day for a long time. I struggle with it because I sort of listed some potential warts. You know, I if I were the Bills, I would definitely want to trade out of the first round.
Get for this multiple twos? Or
two and a three. They don't have a third. So something like that. That's what I'd want to do.
Yeah, it's tough. So how far do you want to push it? I guess you would have to go if you stand pat at number 60 overall. And then when you get to that tier of receiver, now what are you talking about? Maybe a Keon Coleman falls to you. Before the college football season, that would excite you. But after the year that he had, not so much. So I understand why it's such a heavy favorite, even though that I would bet against it. And just the tier of receiver, the drop-off that you see, it's viewed as deep for receivers, but it's viewed as the top round and a half where many of the really good ones go. So if they can't find a dance partner, I do think they're probably going to sit there and just end up taking the best on the board, whether it's whichever Texas guy it ends up being.
Certainly an argument for it. Joe, life is good. How's your baseball team looking?
Oh, good start. Fantastic. Good start. Yeah.
What age group is it?
We're 11. We're 11. I've got a Bills family. Oh, terrific. Yeah. And one of my assistants, big Bills fan, constantly traveling back for games. So
wow.
Yeah, part of the mafia.
Very good. Good luck with that. Thanks for your time today. Thanks
good
for
deal,
fitting
man. Us in. Yeah, good to talk to you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Reach out anytime.
All right. The host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Ostrowski. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Lines are open for you, 803-0550. Lindy Ruff is back. The draft is Thursday. Come at us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Greg Wyshynski at 5. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.